Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
You know what that means. QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on this, the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. Does anybody have a topic or question that they would like to bring to the net this evening? If so, please call now. Okay, very good. I have a brief discussion about wire that I will regale you with in the absence of a suggested topic. Let's see what's coming up. The RSGB Islands on the Air contest is just wrapping up today. And next weekend, you have an opportunity to listen to an interesting digital mode on HF called Hellschreiber, or Feld Hell. The Feld Hell sprint is July 31st, so perk up your ears and listen for that sound. I think I actually have some, no, maybe not. Also, on the 31st, the Missouri QSO party is starting, so no shortage of events coming up. Of course, you can find out about these and many other contests on contestcalendar.com or your favorite contest news outlet. I'll throw one other thing out there. That the fourth anniversary of the FT8 mode will be celebrated August 2 to 15th, and there will be some sort of on-the-air celebration of sorts as they mark the anniversary of that very interesting and band-changing mode. Love it or hate it, it has definitely caused some changes. All right. Does anybody have any announcements or news that they would like to share this evening? Please call now.
This is K1HTV.
Rich, go ahead.
This is K1HTV in Amosville. Regarding FT8, I've got a program I've been working with a fellow named Gary Day, a blind programmer. He used to work for DOD, retired from the NSA this past year. And he's finally completed the program called SPOTS. It works with WSJTX FT8 and FT4 modes. And I will be posting a copy of it at the FARA files section, along with the documentation, the manual for it. If you're interested in reading it and installing it, it's fairly easy to install. It's made for the blind, but it's very helpful for sighted hams as well, who are looking to work new countries. And even wanting to know what countries they are being received by them verbally being announced once. As soon as a station from a country occurs, is decoded, the country will be announced once. If other stations or the same stations are repeated, it'll not be repeated again until you reset the memory. So, if interested, you can actually create a list of countries for instance, DXCC, and as you work them, check them off on a country's checklist, and that country will not be announced. So I can talk more about it in detail after it's been posted. If anybody has any questions, maybe you can bring it up on another technical service net. So anyway, I'll post that on the site and this evening, and if you have any questions, I'll be available on the repeater. Back to you, KF4TEK from K1HTV.
Okay, awesome, Rich. Thank you. That sounds useful for those of us who don't want to or can't sit in front of the radio waiting for that elusive DX to show up. And I found my Hellschreiber audio sample, so I will attempt to play it again because knowledge is power. There it is. This is from the SIG ID wiki, by the way. If you're not familiar with the SIG ID wiki, SIGIDwiki.com, has waterfall pictures and audio samples and descriptions of many, 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 many signals on many bands. So if you hear something and you don't know what it is and you're curious, then that's a great place to go to figure it out. All right, any other announcements or news, please call now.
K4TK, AK4GG.
There's John. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Roger, Mike. I just want to make everybody aware, if they don't know it already, Berryville Hamfest, this time next week, next Sunday, 8 a.m. through to goodness knows when. Back to you, K4TK, AK4GG.
Oh, yes. Excellent, excellent reminder. Thank you for that. 1 week to the Berryville Hamfest, Berryville Hamfest. I am definitely looking forward to getting up there and just seeing tables of stuff and hams walking around, having a good time and chatting. So thank you for that reminder. If you have not been to Berryville, I think it's one of the best ham fests in the area. At least it was the last time I went. Definitely worth the trip up there. All right. I'll take the liberty of checking AK1HTV and AK4GG in. And so with that, we will call for additional check-ins. Anybody who'd like to check in and join us this evening, please call now.
Kilowatt 4, Juliet, November, Tango. KX4KU.
Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
KM4, SPL.
KJ7, APV.
7-9-ABB.
BB7, RAV, in and out.
Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Kilo November, in and out.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike, Bravo, November, Mark in Bristow, Virginia. No comment, no traffic. Good evening to the net.
All right, got my finger typing done here. We've got K4JNT, KX4KU, K3FR, KN4STL, KJ7APV, N7IVV, WB7RAV, and KO4QKN, no comment, and KO4MBN, no comment. So, anyone else or anyone I missed or messed up?
W8BT.
All right, we got W8BT. Travis, thanks for joining us. Okay. I just wanted to talk a little bit about wire since we had last week or the week before a question about connectors and wire and what wire gauges should be used and things like that. So in particular, I want to talk about three things. The gauge of the wire and the associated resistance and voltage drop, typical of ham installations, and the kinds of wire that are available for wiring your ham shack or your ham vehicle, and the resources you can use to find out more information about American wire gauge standards, other equivalent metric wire standards, and things of that nature. So hopefully that will be useful. Now, excuse me. Oh, goodness. Frog in the throat. So wire comes in different sizes, as you know, and we refer to the size as the gauge of the wire. And in the U.S., we typically measure the wire in a gauge standard called AWG, American Wire Gauge. And so if you pick up a piece of wire, then you look really closely at the insulation jacket somewhere printed on there. There should be a whole bunch of information. And you will find the voltage rating of the wire. 600 volts is a common voltage rating to find. A temperature rating, and you will find an AWG number, which is probably going to be a even number somewhere between 6 and 24. If you don't see that stuff on the wire, then you're not quite sure what it is. So because amateur radio is typically using low voltages and higher currents, so we use 13.8 volt power supplies and 12 volt batteries in the field, and our radios draw anywhere between 10 and 20 amps, that's a fair bit of power, and so we want to use relatively heavy gauge wire to handle that. So what is relatively heavy gauge wire, and why do we want to use relatively heavy gauge wire? Well, the first reason we want to use relatively heavy gauge wire is that because thin wire will heat up and burn up if you draw too much current through it. For example, let's say that you found some 18 gauge lamp wire lying around and you said, oh, this is a great thing to use in a pinch, and I'm going to wire up my radio with this wire for a field day or whatever. So you find a 10-foot length, which is a nice, you know, it's a comfortable length for, you know, going between your generator and your table or your battery or around your shelf. But you got to remember that the wire goes all the way out and it goes all the way back. So you've got to double that distance when you're factoring what is the resistance of the wire. So you got a 10-foot wire, you got two conductors, you got 20 feet of conductor there. And you can look up tables of resistance for wire on the net. And this table I'm looking at claims that 18-gauge wire has a resistance of 6.4 ohms per 1,000 feet, which doesn't sound like much. But if you run 13.8 volts through that wire and you draw 16 amps, which is a little more than a mobile, but a little less than a 100-watt HF rig, then you're going to experience two things. The first thing you're going to experience is voltage drop. At the radio end of that wire, you're going to see only 11.7 volts. You will have lost 2 volts in the wire just due to its resistance. And the other thing that's going to happen is you're going to be dissipating power in that wire. So we know that the wire gets hot and burns up, so we can calculate how much power is dissipated in the wire. We can calculate, just like we can calculate the voltage drop. So Ohm's law to the rescue. E equals IR, so E is equal to I. I said 16 amps. R is whatever the resistance per 1,000 feet divided by 1,000 times the length in feet, which in this case turns out to be like a tenth of an ohm. And there we get our 2 volts drop, and we get 33 watts dissipated in that 20 feet of wire. That's a watt per foot. So that's going to get a little toasty, which is why you don't want to use 18-gauge wire to power your amateur radio gear. So if you step down to something like, even stepping down to 14, you're dropping less than a volt, and you're only dissipating 13 watts in the wire. So choose a heavier gauge wire, and keep the run as short as possible. There's no reason to coil up a big roll of wire behind your power supply and your radio if you don't need it. All that wire is just eating your power, and when your radio doesn't get enough voltage, it may start to misbehave in strange ways. So the downside of thick wire is that it's sometimes not as flexible. Wire is available in solid core and stranded core, and the stranded core is much more flexible than the solid, obviously, and the type of insulation on the wire will also drive fair bit how flexible it is. So it is a pain to deal with really stiff wire, especially if you're in a vehicle. So the car audio shops sell a really nice high strand count wire with very soft insulation. So I don't think it has a 600 volt rating, but it is more than sufficient for a 12 volt car insulation, and is much, much easier to route. You don't want to be flexing the cable repeatedly because, like all copper work hardens, and when you flex it repeatedly, it gets brittle and then it breaks. So if it's a solid core wire, you get breaks and then you're done. But if it's a stranded core wire, one breaks, well, that's not quite the end of the world because you've got all those other strands to pick up the slack. But eventually, with enough flexing, even a stranded wire is going to break. So that's the short spiel on wire. And you can Google things like a voltage drop calculator. You can Google American wire gauge chart. You can Google wire resistance calculator, and all of those things are available on the net. I found 3 of them in the 15 minutes before the net, and they all seem to agree with each other pretty well, which is, yeah, it's confidence. So either they're all stealing from the same place, or they're fairly accurate. So this is KF4TEK for the Far East Sunday Night Technical Service Net, and we will now spin it around and get people's comments on wire or anything else technical relating to the radio hobby and stories of your recent amateur radio activities. So let's start with Rich, K1HTV. Go ahead, sir.
Mike, this is K1HTV in Amosville. Looking forward to Berryville Hamfest next weekend, next Sunday. It starts early, probably 6 o'clock, I think, just for those setting up. And I believe the entrance fee is $10. And I'd highly recommend the Raritan lunch. They put out a great feed with beef or chicken and lots of sides or a number of sides. And if you're going to, it starts at 11 o'clock. And if you're going to eat that that lunch, I would recommend getting in line at least 15 minutes early. The line gets long very quickly. So if you're interested in their feed after walking around, get in line a little bit early for the Berryville Hamfest lunch over in the Raritan Hall. So looking forward to that. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. We had an exam yesterday. I know that Katie and David, K4TER, her husband, conducted a number of exams over at the Heritage Hunt, and hopefully one of the two will or maybe both will show up and tell us how they made out. I think there were supposed to be around 10 people taking either the first exam, the technician exam, or upgrading. So hopefully we'll hear from them before the net is over. Regarding wire, a good topic for a future talk on a tech service net would be what kind of wire should you use for antennas? What happens when you start using insulated wire, you start computing the length of it, and you start using either bare wire or insulated wire and the effects of one wire as to the length of the antenna. But so that's another, you do that at some future gathering here on the air. As far as activities, earlier in the week, Thursday, Friday was quite good. The Europe worked on Friday was excellent. It worked a number of European stations as far as Germany and Netherlands and Poland. And Saturday was good in the morning. Worked double hop to California in Arizona and British Columbia. Also worked S01WS in the Western Sahara. Popped up out of nowhere, worked them quickly. A couple stations in the Caribbean, down in Guadeloupe and Puerto Rico. That was Saturday. And then this morning got on and the Caribbean was coming through again on 6 meters. Worked on air in St. Vincent, stations in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and also one in Brazil that I worked on a regular basis. So the band was still in good shape. We're coming to the end of the e-skip season, the sporadic e-season, so we'll start seeing the tapering down of the sporadic e-openings. That's about it from here, and we'll see you on the net on Wednesday again, and hopefully everybody has a good week. KF4TEK from K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, fine business. Thanks for that. And, yeah, thanks for the topic suggestion. That sounds like another great topic. Maybe you can, maybe you'll agree to weigh in on that. All right, moving on down, we are up to AK4GG. You got anything? I checked you in, John. You didn't say whether you wanted to be, so I checked you in. If you don't want to say anything, then just, I'm sorry.
No problem. Nothing really much to report. I guess at Christmas time I'm going to go and visit St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Looking forward to a little Caribbean vacation, as we probably all are, getting out of lockdown, providing the Delta variant doesn't put us back into lockdown, I guess. Nothing else to report. Back to you, K4TK, AK4GG.
All right, John, fine business. Well, safe travels, and, good luck. Good luck. K4JNT, Wayne, how are you doing tonight, sir?
K4JNT in the net. Good evening, sir. Thanks for doing the net. I'm doing good. Sitting over some FT8 on 15 meters. That's about all. Got the radio in the truck. Just about ready to put the antenna up so I can have HF in the truck. That's about it. K4JNT, back to net.
HTV, sounds like you kicked the 5 kilohertz button. You may be 5 kilohertz off frequency.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. Wayne, you want to check your frequency and just give us one little test chat? We heard everything you said, but it was on the edge.
Okay, how's that?
That is much better.
Okay, thank you.
All right, excellent. Okay, up to KX4KU. Kevin, how you doing tonight?
KX4TEK, KX4KU, in the net. Good evening, Professor Mike, and I mean that in all the nicest ways possible. You do some very interesting explanations of some of these technical topics. And I'd like John, when he's in St. Vincent, if he could run a little portable de-expedition. I need that one. other than that, not a lot. I found out this morning my remote connection internet was torn to pieces by my nephew's neighbor. Don't know what happened, but I'm sure they're not happy. But I am interested in that little FT8 spotting program that Rich mentioned. I'll be looking forward to that. Might be something that I could use. Other than that, I've been trying to make some changes to the website. Not anything, it's on the back end. Just trying to get things in order. But really shouldn't affect anything. Hopefully you'll see the performance a little bit better once you get the website up. There still seems to be a delay getting that, and it's been working 2 weeks with the provider on that. But that's neither here nor there. So I'm missing some radio things, and but I am looking forward to Berryville. I can guarantee you I won't be there at 8 o'clock. I might show up around 10:30. Turn it back over to you, KF4TK, KX4K, back to that.
All the best deals are gone before the door is even open, isn't that right? Look forward to seeing you there. All right, this is KF4TK for the Far East Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and we are up to Ron, K3FR. How you doing, sir?
Good evening, Mike, in the group. This is K3FR. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been on here. Spent 4th of July up in Maine with my daughters, and then came back here, and goodness, what did we do? We had the CQ Worldwide VHF contest, put about 20 hours, 18 to 20 hours in there. Noticed Hippie was too, and he did a fairly credible job there. Point of clarification on the wire, the voltage rating, the breakdown voltage of the insulation around the wire, that's the safe operating voltage actually. Breakdown voltage will be higher, up to as much as twice or slightly higher than twice the rated voltage of the air. aside from that, not too much else. Agree with Rich and his assessment of the bands. I had a nice day Thursday morning, picked up a couple of new European connects, and still haven't broken the Montana barrier yet, but I did have a couple of fish on the line a couple of weeks ago on the 10th, and wasn't able to complete, unfortunately. So, that's back to you then, KF4TEK, K3FR.
Okay, very good. Yes, thanks for the additional information on the insulation. Always appreciate it. And Montana, I think there are more horses than people in Montana, so maybe if you can speak horse, you can get one of them to use it with you. Oh, goodness, I don't know. All right, KN4SPL, Bob, how are you doing tonight?
KF4TEK from KN4SPL. I'm doing wonderful tonight, Mike. Hope everyone else is. And again, Mike, thanks for running the net. For the wire topic, I mean, I'll throw it out in my wheelhouse. Obviously, one of the most used articles for the National Electrical Code is 310-16 table that gives me all the copper and aluminum wire sizes and amperage and temperature and also insulation. It all factors into to how much current can run through a conductor. So, 310-16, that is at least the table I use the most. Besides that, again, I think everyone's looking forward to Berryville. Hopefully I can find a couple good deals out there to get a new mobile rig. Hopefully HF, that's what I'm going for, to get some HF in the mobile. So that's what I'll be looking for. And besides that, that's all I got. So I hope to see people next weekend. If I don't hear you, then. Anyway, this is KN4, SPL, back to net.
All right, Bob, thanks for that reference. 310.16, let's see if I can remember that. Sounds useful. All right, KJ7ATV, Becca, how are you doing tonight, ma'am?
KF4TEK, KJ7ATV, Becca at Catlett. I'm doing very well, thanks, and greetings to everybody on the net. Not this past week, but the week before, I attended a 7 or 8 day long summit on, it was an EMF health summit. I don't think there was much interest in amateur radio there, but a couple of the speakers had been or were still amateur radio operators. Just somebody up in Idaho had shown me some safety issues regarding electromagnetic frequency, so I decided to attend this. It's very interesting, and I think it gave me kind of a good point of view to look back at amateur radio doings and kind of grow in my understanding of the situation. There's some professional practitioners who will go to your house with their fancy several thousand dollar meters and find out where the excess electricity is that might be making you sick. Apparently, there's some health issues with too much EMF, and for you electricians out there, there are some common wiring mistakes. The electrician, I guess, thinks they're doing it according to code, but these professionals do find these, I think it's some kind of grounding mistake. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And back to more amateur radio, I've been reading in my QST, I think I've got the April issue. There's a couple of nice small radios. One's a mobile, another is just a shortwave receiver. And the $500-ish that they're asking for seems kind of doable, but I was surprised at the low price. So let me ask anybody, if you want to answer my question, what can I expect to pay if I want kind of a medium-high-end mobile radio, even though I don't own a car, it's good to have something like that in my stationary or portable. Even something I could put in my pack and might do a POTA someday or a soda. So I guess that's it for me. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. And maybe I'll see you Wednesday. Unless I get a ride, I would like to go to Fairville, but unless I get a ride, I probably won't go. So KF4TEK, KJ7APV, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Becca. And just to clarify, you were looking for a portable radio transceiver or just a receiver?
Well, of course I want a transceiver because I'd like to start exploring some more bands and make some DX. But I really love shortwave, too. It's a lot of fun. My dad was into that as well as amateur radio. So the two in the April QST magazine this year were priced fairly closely, $450 or $500. So just interested in what kind of price there is for a good quality, lasting, I guess you'd probably call it a mobile. One day I might have a car, but something I can, just something small that I can carry with me or just have a nice stationary shack here. Back to you.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that clarification. I don't have a personal recommendation in that arena. at that price point, but maybe there are others who do. So if we don't hear from anybody this evening, I'm sure that we can collect that information on the reflector over the next week and let you know what it was. All right, it is KF4TEK for the Forest Center Night Technical Services Net, and we're up to Brad, N7IVV. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. Thank you, Mike. This is N7IVV. It's been kind of a quiet week again still, sitting around waiting for orders to arrive for oddball hardware that I need to continue my work with this prototype version 2 of my 12-volt ASL rotator, but not much going on. Couple things just to remind everybody that this is a directed net. A directed net means that the net control operator is in charge of running the net. If you have a comment, if you have a question, if you have anything at all that you need to pass between two people, you need to do it through the net control operator. That's standard operating procedure for, well, frankly, anything but amateur radio. That's why they call it a directed net. So everybody just remember that. Also, last thing is that my wife posed an interesting question to me here just a little while ago, and she says, what if all of these UFOs that we're seeing are simply billionaires from other planets? Back to you, N7IVV.
Oh, goodness. If I were a billionaire from another planet, would I come here? I don't know. All right. WB7RAV, I think, was in and out, but I'm not sure, so let's see if he's got anything to say.
WB7RAV, no comment. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for your patience. And I do know that KO4QKN and KO4MDN were in and out or no comment, so that takes us to the myth, the man, the legend, W8BT Travis. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Okay. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for going to net. This is W8BT. As far as wire gauges go, I will state that I only have 14 gauge coming off my 30 amp power supply, but it only goes, 2 feet, 1 foot in each direction to the power meter, then goes to a distribution panel and is a higher gauge, or, well, lower gauge wire by numbers from there. So, anyway, low gauge wire or small gauge wire can be used in very short distances with no issues, at least in my experience. But, anyway, haven't done too much with radio this week. Really no six. I did work Matt up on the Pinnacle this afternoon, and I think Rich did as well. But that was about it for me this week. I am looking forward to Berryville, and if all works out with a local estate sale, maybe there will be some treasures up there to be had by somebody. Bring some money, everybody, to Berryville, maybe. I'll update on Wednesday. This is W8BT back to net.
All right. Yeah, good point, Travis. Very short runs don't have nearly the load. You don't have the length to build up that resistance. So my calculator says that 2 feet of 14 gauge wire, you're gonna only lose a tenth of a volt at 20 amps. So yeah, no worries. Very good. I had something else I was gonna say, but I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, every week I'm going to pick somebody else and say the myths, the men, the legends. I think last week I did Brad, so this week I did you, and I guess next week we'll pick somebody else who can be the myth, the man, the legend, or the myth, the woman, the legend, if it ends up being Becca. So there we go. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Technical Services Net. We're at the bottom of our list, so if you would like to add anything, recheck, or if you haven't checked in, you'd like to join us, please call now.
KS1, PPY.
Kilo Oscar 4, India Uniform Mic on Echolink.
All right, I got KO4IUM, and I think K4YDN, I'm not sure, there was a double there. So the two folks who checked in on a repeater doubled, you're going to have to go again.
K1HTV, recheck. Kilowatt Yankee 4, Delta November.
KS1, PPY.
All right, KY4DN, K1HTV, and KS1PPY, Sippy, long time no here. I did write you down I just forgot to go that far back up to read off my new check-in, so apologies for that. All right, let's go with the folks who are new. KS1PPY, how are you doing tonight?
KS4TEK in the net. Doing pretty good. Thanks for doing the net. I finally finished everything up kind of late. Spent most of the weekend doing the honey-do list and haven't had a much chance to do radio. I did have to fix my inverted L. I came home and my milk jug was on the ground and the wire was somewhere up in the tree, so a bunch of ladder climbs and tugging on lines. I finally got it sort of jerry-rigged back together, and it seems to be working better than it was when I had it put together properly, so I don't know what to make of that. Just was able to add Oman to my list of countries that I've been trying to reach and not been able to, and somehow managed to do it here. Oman, Austria, and the Slavic Republic. Oh, and Jersey. So I'm excited. This is actually going pretty good on 20 and 40 meters. I think my antenna's working pretty good. But other than that, my honey-do list involved resurfacing and redoing our deck. And the recommendation I have for Becca is to look up the Anytone radios. I've got here this little Anytone. Oh, what is this thing? It's a 5. Well, the 578s are pretty good. I think Alexi got one that's actually a tri-band radio that has a bunch of different frequencies you can work with and DMR capability, and you can get it for about $250. So it works out pretty good. And I am really looking forward to Berryville. I just hope I can get my wife to get the little form together to try to get us a booth run out there, mostly for things not ham-related, but that we can sell so that I can buy ham gear while I'm there. We'll see how well that goes. Otherwise, looking forward to meeting everybody out there. It's KS1, PPY, back to net.
All right, it'd be fine business. Oman. I was going to make a joke about Oman and Jersey, but anyway. KO4IUM by Echolink. How are you doing tonight, sir?
KF4TEK, this is KO4IUM via Echolink. Doing well down in North Carolina, actually, near Fayetteville for a work trip. And on the wire topic, I had some 10AWG that I had bought a spool of to run the ground for the 2-meter antenna mast on my roof based on the recommendation in ARRL's grounding and bonding book, and I believe NEC code, actually. But also then took what was left of that wire and used it as a random wire end fed sloper for some park activations that I've been doing while I was down here. So did 4 park activations over the weekend here and got 179 QSOs, with the farthest DX being Spain. So I would be interested in the recommendation for wire on antennas. I used the standard for the electrical there and had leftover, but 10-gauge stranded wire is probably not the best, certainly heavier than I probably need for that wire, but it's what I had on hand. So KO4IUM, back to net.
Well, hey, with 160-plus contacts, that's pretty good for random wire gauge regardless. So fine work, and glad you're having fun down there in North Carolina. Thanks for joining us, and hope you have a safe trip back. All right, KY4DN, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, hey, KF4TEK and the group, KY4DN. Name's Alan here, and came into the net late. Somebody posted about those guys on Ham Radio 2.0 doing a thing on balance tonight, so I was watching some of that, and then just now I hear that, I came in on when Becca was talking about April QST and seeing some radios or something, and I was looking on the phone to see what she was talking about, and I ran across, speaking of balance, that's the month this year where there was a project in there about a club building balance for the club, for club members. So now I know where that is. I have to go back and look at it because
recent antenna follies I had myself got me interested in and taking another look at that to see what they did there and how they built them. So anyway, that's really all I got. Just wanted to say hello to the net, and thanks for doing the net, by the way. And I'll be clear, KY4DN, back to you.
All right, Alan, awesome. Thanks for the kind words and joining us this evening. All right, K1HTV, Rich, go ahead with your recheck.
Thanks, Mike. This is K1HTV. A couple things. I think Becker was looking for a high-frequency rig, not a VHF rig for DMR. I could have misunderstood, but I thought she was interested in the high frequencies there. If you can find one, if she doesn't mind buying a used radio, a radio like this IC706 will cover from 160 meters up through 70 centimeters, 100 watts on HF, 50 watts on 2 meters, and about probably 20 watts on 70 centimeters. Runs on 12 volts, and I think you could probably still pick them up for $500 or $600. Quite a few of us have the radios. You know, Wayne, myself, Andy, QNRA, a number of other guys have 706s, and they're quite old now. They're 20-plus years old, but they still work quite well. So that might be something to consider. As far as the fair, as far as the upcoming Berryville, AmFest recommend that if you have a badge, a Farah badge, wear it proudly. If you have a cap with your call sign on it, wear it so we can find out who you are. Another topic we might want to consider after listening to Becca is the topic of EMP, electromagnetic pulse, and also the effect of electromagnetic radiation within a house. But mainly, probably one of the worst places would be around microwaves if they have bad seals, so that could be dangerous. Talk to KO4LUA, one of our new members, Chuck, down there in Locust Grove. And Chuck has now discovered 10 meters in DX, and he's having a ball working DX as a new technician and is hoping to upgrade very soon. So very happy to hear that Paul is having success working into Europe and a number of countries that he's worked. And finally, a sad note, I haven't heard it mentioned, but one of our new members, N3DT, Dave Thomas, passed away about 4 weeks ago. So Dave's a silent key. N3 Delta Tango, rest in peace, Dave. That's it for now. KF4TEK from K1HTV.
All right, Rich, thanks a bunch. Yes, I believe you were correct about Becca was looking for an HF rig. And I seem to recall that some folks have tried some of these newer Chinese rigs. I think somebody has a Zygu, X-I-E-G-U. I don't know anything about it, but it is relatively inexpensive compared to, say, a 706 or a 7100. $235 on eBay, 5 watts, QRP. And I think Patty had something else. I don't remember what it was, but I think she's got something. So, Becca, if you run into Patty, you might ask her if she likes that thing. All right. Well, that's been a good evening, a good net, we're going to call it. So I'm going to say this is KF4TEK for the Farnet. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight. And, again, if you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, or you can send an email to farahnet@w4va.org. Stand by one. All right. This is KF4TEK closing the Farnet and returning the repeaters to normal amateur use. Thank you all and good evening. 73.
7IVV. 7IVV. K1HTV.
And 7IVV.
How are you doing, Brad? I had heard there was talk that Patty was looking into setting up a breakfast for next Saturday. Is there any word on that yet? Has anything been locked in?
Well, that last thing, the locked in, is apparently the problem. She's been in contact with, let me see if I can get the email here. Well, let's just say, yes, they're working on it. The Orleans market, is that in Marshall? I don't know. I'm not familiar with that one, but that's apparently who she's trying to get through to. And apparently they've just been swamped this weekend. Bruce is also helping out. So between the two of them, I was hoping that we would have had something more concrete tonight. So I guess we're kind of just on wait and see mode.
If she needs to contact Amy, KZ1AMY, Andy's XYL, has done paint job. She's going to be up there Wednesday, as a matter of fact, doing another paint lesson. She teaches painting, and she has good contacts with the manager, so she knows the manager and could probably help out. So if anybody's looking to finally lock things in, she has a way of contacting the manager over at the Orleans Market and Pub. Over.
Yeah, okay. I'm just looking at Patty's email, and it looks like she's basically indicated that if she was not able to get back or hear back from her contact, the manager, I guess, up there by tonight, then she was kind of pumped over to Bruce and see if he could follow up with him tomorrow. So I guess I'll shoot Bruce a note and let him know that. Okay, well, that's unfortunately the best way I can give you tonight. So I guess just stand by to stand by.
So hurry up and wait. Very good. Hopefully we can have a gathering. I've got a funeral that morning at 11, so I know Patty was talking about starting around 9, but I'm sure some of the guys will gather a little bit earlier. So anyway, looking forward to that. If we can do it, and of course, Perryville on Sunday. So it'll be a fun ham weekend. 7-3, and hopefully you have some success with your rotator, as with Elevation Rotator Project. And 7IVV, this is K1HTV. 7-3, good night.
All right, Rich. Well, thanks for checking on that. 3D printing that's got me kind of hammered right at the moment, but I'll get through it. Hey, thanks a lot. M7IBV.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, India, Uniform, Mike, disconnected.